Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Yeah, Coach Melusi Ndlalambi, good afternoon to you.
Greetings, sir, and how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, sir. I hope your day's been fine.
It's been blessed, grateful to be alive and to be on air with you and your listeners.
Fantastic. Great to have you here as well. And of course, glad to hear that you've had a fantastic, fantastic day. Now, we are actually following up on last week's conversation. We had a very short time, and I'm glad we have got you on time today, because we're going to try and cover as much as we can that you have prepared for us this afternoon. And we're talking about failure to manage one's time. Of course, poor time management is a common problem, because people are often juggling multiple tasks and deadlines. And this can lead to feeling overwhelmed and stressed, which may actually cause many listeners to actually identify with this problem. So we're going to be talking about the effects of failing to properly manage one's time. Now, Coach, let's start by understanding this. Is being busy a sign of poor management? Time management?
Not necessarily. But actually being so busy that you miss your deadlines and you miss opportunities and you are now stressed and your productivity is suffering, that's a clear sign that time management is not being done properly.
I see.
And that we need to manage that time properly. It's a practice. It's a science. Even the Bible says, in Psalms chapter 90, verse 12, teach us to number or to count our days so that we may apply our heart to wisdom. So this is an area of wisdom. We all have 24 hours, but some look like they have 48 hours within a day. And how is it that others are able to do more than others in a particular day? So it boils down to effective management of one's time, because it's a limited commodity. And once lost, it can never be recovered. So one has to optimize their productivity, ensure that they use every drop of every second they get.
Coach, what would you then say are some of the symptoms, you know, of a poorly managed time?
There are quite a number, and the Bible speaks about them as well. I think I have about six of them that I quickly want to walk through with you.
Okay, all right.
The first one is decreased productivity.
Decreased productivity.
Yeah, poor management of time often results in us being very inefficient.
Okay, all
and
right.
And we waste opportunities, and in the end, we become less productive. Remember the example I gave you earlier on in the one of our previous episodes. If you are chopping trees with your sharp axe, after some time, it's going to get blunt. You need to sharpen it. And time management is that science that sharpens our axe. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 6, verse 9 to 11, how long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands here will be followed by poverty. And so decreased management of time or poor management of time results in that decreased productivity, because you're spending time in an activity called sleep or slumbering, or just hanging around and doing nothing. Your results will tell whether you've been working hard or you've not been working hard. So that's the first symptom that we see, or consequence of not being able to manage your time properly. The second one is that you will have increased stress, because you want to now do everything on the last minute. I think I grew up with this statement, and some of your listeners may identify with it. Procrastination is the thief of time.
Theft of time, yes.
But I want to also add that procrastination and disorganization is actually the reason why many people are so anxious and so stressed. And the Bible in Proverbs 10, verse 4, actually says, he becomes poor that deals with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. It sounds like that verse that also says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might,
yeah,
because there's no wisdom in the grave where you're going. So we must optimize our time, because if we don't, we will be working under pressure. You will be chasing so many deadlines at the shortest possible time. You're going to have sleepless nights trying to figure out a problem, and long days at work because you didn't manage your time in doing your work during the day.
Yeah.
So that's the second one. The third consequence of poor time management is that you will miss opportunities.
Mm.
You see, life brings opportunities. Whenever we are ready, we will catch them. They are like buses. They keep coming. But if you are not managing your time, you will miss the bus all the time. And missed opportunities means you are no longer growing and you're no longer advancing.
Oh, yeah, true.
And so the Bible teaches us that in Ephesians 5, verse 16, we are actually urged to redeem time. It's as if we are buying it back because the days are evil. So the concept of redeeming time says, how can I maximize the 24 hours so that I don't miss any opportunities? So there are strategies we talked about before, how delegating your tasks can actually optimize and increase your capacity, how prioritizing what is very important, doing the 10% or the 20% will help you to achieve the other 80. And so there are techniques you must use then to ensure that you don't miss any opportunities that come because you say, I am busy elsewhere. And that's why technology is supposed to help us to automate some of these processes so that we don't miss the deadline for submitting the invoice, for submitting that proposal, for attending that meeting, for making that phone call. Use the tools that are available to optimize yourself. All right. And then the fourth challenge of poor time management is that your relationships are going to be strained. You will constantly be late for your meetings.
Yeah.
You will miss your deadlines. And people will treat you as a person who's very unreliable, and they will never depend on you. And the Bible actually says, for a Christian, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9 says, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster.
Mm.
So we should not be slothful, because we end up being wasteful, and people don't like to hire and keep people who are wasteful. They retrench them. So for you to optimize your time, try to make sure that you manage it properly and you deliver what's expected on the time. Otherwise, you end up straining some of your relationships with your bosses. And if you're in a company, they'll call you for disciplinary hearings. And if you miss three or four or whatever the number,
mm-hmm,
you will find yourself in the streets. So this is serious if we don't keep our time properly. If you always come to work late and you're the first to leave, managers will take note of that and they'll see you're not committed to your work.
Yeah, true, true.
But other than relationship, the fifth point is that you can actually have health challenges because of poor time management.
Mm.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30-34, I'm not going to read all of it, but it describes the consequences of neglecting your responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I went to the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of a man who is void of understanding. And lo, what did I see? I see that there is overgrowth of thorns. There are nestles and they cover the whole face, and the stone wall is broken down. And the wise man says, I considered this and I said, what is this that's happening here? And he says, I received instruction just by looking. He said, the reason is because this person sleeps a lot.
Mm.
A little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep. He says, so shall your poverty come in and you shall have a lot of want. And so we will end up having problems health-wise because we never kept our time and we never did what needed to be done at the time that we need to do it. We must make hay while the sun is shining.
I love that.
Otherwise, at night, it's going to be very difficult. Without light, without heat, it's going to get cold, and it's going to be very difficult. So let's work when we are supposed to work and rest when it's time to rest.
Love that. Love that.
Now, thank you so much. Let me give you the last two for today. Now, if you don't keep time, what normally then happens is that you do your task in a rush. And that can result in substandard work being submitted with errors in additions, spelling errors. If it's a typed document, it's not properly typed. There are mistakes, there are grammatical mistakes. The budget does not align. And there's formatting issues because you never really took time to edit this document. If it's a video, there are frames that are not properly color-coded. The titles are poorly done. There are mistakes in this thing because you did not give your task adequate time. We need to know how to estimate the volume of time we need. And I think many of us do tasks on a rush because we are busy. Or we trust other people to do it, and we never check the quality of that work. And yep. The Bible warns us about the quality of our work, because God, when he was creating every day, he would evaluate his own work and say, it is good. God will do something and look and say, it is good. And when he finally finished, he punctuated it and said, it is very good. Christians must evaluate their own work to make sure it is of good quality.
Yeah.
Proverbs 19 verse 15 says, slothfulness casts you into a deep sleep, and an idle soul will suffer hunger. So don't be idle. Don't just do things on the rush. You will suffer loss. You will be thrown in the depth of a pit. And you will suffer, meaning you will not have a job to do at the end of the day because no one is going to hire you. So finally, one of the things I noted for today, this is the list. I think we've been talking about decreased productivity. We talked about increased stress. We talked about missed opportunities. We talked about health challenges and problems. We talked about your low quality of work, which is substandard. But the final one, Zama, is you will have financial consequences for poor time management, because time is money.
Yeah.
We can't run away from that. We cost our salaries and we cost our hours to clients based on my hourly rate.
True.
My basic wage rate is calculated on time. And therefore, if you don't work, you will not get remunerated. And if you are lazy, and you manage your time very poorly such that you're not at work on time, this can actually lead to you losing money, literally losing money. And so Proverbs also warns us in chapter 20, verse 4, where it says, the sluggard will now plow by reason of the cold. The sluggard will not plow because they are looking at the weather, the cold. Therefore, he shall beg in the time of harvest because you will have nothing. So if you look at weather, you look at how you feel, you look at your competence, you feel shy, you are not bold enough to go out there and work hard, and you shy away because you're looking at the weather, it's cold, it's raining, I can't do this. The Bible says your pocket will fill it. When your bills come, they don't care whether you were working or not. They just need to be paid. And if you're poorly managing your time, you will then struggle. So in brief, I think to answer that question today, we need wisdom from the Word of God today as we sit where we are, as we are on the road, on our desk, whatever the listeners are doing. We need to espouse the principles of proper time management. The book says, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. We need to be diligent to know what needs to be done today before the sun sets.
Yep.
What am I responsible for today, and what is expected of me today? If I'm cooking that meal, I must cook it like this. No other cook will cook better than me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I must do it within the allocated time. And I must manage my time effectively. And where I'm not able to do everything I'm expected to do, can I at least call for help?
Yep.
Or can I hire more people to help me deliver this thing? What must I do to ensure that I deliver? And sometimes we need to also look at our patterns for resting. Because resting is as much as important in time management, because we've got to allow time for everything. There's a time, purpose, and the reason for everything. So sometimes your productivity is affected by how much you rest. Your productivity sometimes is affected by how much you know. Have you taken time to learn this job and to know it? How much time do you take exercising? How much time do you take sitting at the feet of those who know how to do this thing so that they can train you and show you how to make it more quality work? Have you trained yourself to have an eye that is an attention to detail so that the crosses you need to cross and the dots and the punctuations are in place? Are you able and competent to do the work you say you are hired to do?
Yeah. Now, Coach, before you go, I just need to sneak in just one question before we can actually round off. We're literally about 2 minutes to conclude our conversation. Now, I want to talk about free time. You know, does free time also need to be managed? You know, or does that defeat the purpose of the word free?
The concept of saying free time, for me, is a bit misleading.
Okay.
There's no free time in life.
Okay.
Because the Bible allocates time to specific tasks. Just read Proverbs 3. You will not see a space where it says, and the time to idle around, or there's a time that's free.
True. Very true.
Here is the statement I always tell my clients. Nature does not tolerate a vacuum. It fills it.
Yeah.
Nature, if you put your hand in the water and you take it out, don't think there's going to be a hole. Water closes up. And so there's nothing called free time. I know we say it loosely, it's my free time. Possibly it's your lunch time, your tea break. Maybe it's a weekend, your contract says you work Monday to Friday. But hey, achievers know that when those slots come up where I'm free, I must slot in something that helps build me or helps somebody else who need my time.
True.
And so never work with free time slots. It steals away your productivity. The best way to rest is when you serve someone else and meet someone else's need. So fill your free time by doing what Jesus did. He went about doing good and healing all sorts of sicknesses. And teaching people. Give away your free time to others, because every time you give away, it's a benefit you receive back with all your dopamine, all your feel-good hormones that heal you, that help you to feel good, come back to you. And so don't leave that time free. Give it to others and see how God will bless you. And ultimately, He says, you saw me hungry, you saw me naked, I was in jail, I was in prison, and you visited me. So so use your free slots to do good to others or to improve yourself.
Beautiful. You know, this is actually quite powerful. Really. It's powerful. I must say that thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I hope we can connect with you again next week, same time. But for today, thank you so much.
You're most welcome, and God bless you. And go out there and use the time, because 50 years from today, most of the people who are listening to me will be dead. Your time here on earth is limited.
Okay.
Use it while you can.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.